HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi could not introduce newly inducted ministers in Parliament. Several opposition members trooped into the well of the houses to protest over various issues. They also shouted slogans over several issues. Prime Minister Modi said that instead of a hue and cry, he expected the ministers would be honored with claps. The new BJP leader of Rajya Sabha Piyush Goyal called it an unfortunate situation. Both the houses also saw several adjournments on the first day of monsoon session. India is still awaiting the dates for the 12th round of senior military commanders meeting in East Ladakh. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and China's Wang Yi stood their ground at the July 14 Dushanbe meeting. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang wanted India to revive economic ties and normalize relations, citing the Pyongyang-Seoul disengagement. Jaishankar made it amply clear that the road to normalization of bilateral ties goes through East Ladakh. Jaishankar wanted China to complete the disengagement process. He also wants it to resolve all outstanding border issues along the line of actual control. At least 28 people were killed and 40 injured in Pakistan in a road accident, police and rescue officials said. The speeding bus carrying mostly laborers ran into a container truck on a busy highway. The passengers were traveling home for a major Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The bus left Sialkot and was traveling on Tonsar Road. Its destination was the city of Dera Ghazi Khan in Punjab province. The exact cause of the accident is still under investigation, an official said. Hyundai Alcazar has received over 11,000 bookings since the SUV was launched in the country on June 18. Hyundai said while the Alcazar SUV with its diesel engine dominates, the Alcazar with its petrol engine is also finding many takers, it added. As many as 5,600 units of the Hyundai Alcazar SUV have been sold since launch. Alcazar is the first three-row SUV from Hyundai in India. Hyundai Alcazar seeks to create its own identity. It wants to do so by offering more space and features. Multiple engine and transmission options are also among the highlighted features. Actor Neha Upiya is expecting her second child with husband Angad Bedi. Upiya took to Instagram to share the news with her fans and followers. Upiya, 40, said Bedi tested positive for COVID-19 in the initial months of her pregnancy. They have been treading on with caution a little more this time than before, Upiya said. She said there are a bundle of things that she'd want to do differently this time. Her daughter, Megha, was born in November 2018.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.